In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's gospel, we have the story of the paralytic, the paralyzed man, who was brought to Jesus by his friends. And we have more context for this encounter in the Gospel of St. Mark. St. Mark tells us that when the paralytic's friends brought him to Jesus, Jesus was at that time teaching. He was teaching in a house, and there was a great multitude gathered there. So many people that no one else could even fit through the door. So this man's friends took him up to the roof. They cut a hole in the roof and lowered their friend down before Jesus. And so, though we don't often, you know, conceive of these gospel stories in this way, this is a story of interruption. Imagine Jesus, who, you know, like any good teacher, has thought through what he wants to convey to this crowd of students gathered around him. He has a lesson plan in his mind. He's working through it point by point. And all of a sudden, there's this commotion of people cutting through the roof. And down comes this paralyzed man on a mat. I mean, imagine how you would react in that situation. I sort of think about how I would react. Because those of you who know me probably know that I'm very task-oriented, right? I'm very focused on what I need to accomplish. So if I was there and this man comes down from the ceiling, I think I would be a little bit annoyed. A little bit annoyed, a little bit disoriented. I would probably want to sort of like either ignore him or sort of like deal with him as quickly as I could and get him out of there, you know, so I could get back to what I need to do. But Jesus doesn't respond in that way. The way that Jesus responds is that when this man appears before him, he sets aside his agenda from a human point of view, and then he addresses this man who has come before him. Now, I said he sets aside his agenda from a human point of view because Jesus, as God, knew that this man was coming, and he had ordained for this man to come so that this encounter could happen, and so that these people could learn something from that encounter. But Jesus is both God and man, so from a human point of view, he had to set aside his agenda, what he was doing, and focus his attention in love on this man in need in front of him. Really, when you think about the other gospel accounts of miracles, many of them are very similar. Like Jesus is walking through town and all these people are in this big commotion and there's a man, Zacchaeus, up in a tree. And Jesus has to sort of like, okay, I'm going to address this guy who's in the tree and help him. Others, you know, brought to him people to heal, you know, throughout the day and into the night, and he has to deal with whoever it comes before him with love, not just fixing them, but addressing them in love. Jesus, in these encounters, reflects what St. Paul teaches us in today's epistle reading. Really, I encourage you to take your bulletins home and to read over this several times this week, because St. Paul expresses in the simplest terms what it means to be a Christian. In very simple terms, and yet in very challenging terms, when we really think about what he's saying. He says, let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. In Greek, this modifier, this adjective, genuine, is actually unhypocritical. Anhypokritos. Without any hypocrisy. Now imagine, that's a challenge. To love without hypocrisy. Think about all of the relationships you have. Is there anyone who you love who you've never, in some moment, had some kind of hypocrisy directed towards them? I think specifically about those moments when we're interrupted, like that man coming down. You know, Jesus could have, you know, put on the fake smile and said like, oh, could you maybe wait until I'm done teaching? And then I'd love to help you after that, you know. Love without hypocrisy. Without any hypocrisy. What a challenge that would be. And yet, what a wonder that would be. You know, this is why Christ made such an impression on the world. Because he loved perfectly without hypocrisy everyone who came to him. Let love be without hypocrisy. He says, love one another with brotherly affection. Again, that sort of addresses that hypocrisy and love question. You know, don't just love them in a sort of clinical or professional way. Like, oh, it's my job to love this person right now, so I'm going to put on the smile, I'm going to do what I need to do. But have affection, brotherly affection. See this person as a part of your family spiritually, as someone who belongs to you, someone you're invested in relationally. Outdo one another in showing honor. This translation is a little bit off, I think. Really what it means is to put others first in showing them honor. Meaning to consider others, one another, that means everyone, not just certain people, to consider them more important than you. To honor them. Just like Christ honored this man, this paralytic. You know, how many people honor paralytics? Most people would sort of like walk by them without saying a word. But he honors this paralytic by setting aside what he's doing and giving him attention in that moment. So outdo one another in showing honor. Put other people first in honoring them. Later in this reading, St. Paul says to contribute to the needs of the saints. And again, in Greek, it's much more beautiful. Exhortation that St. Paul gives us. Because instead of contribute, really it means share in the needs of the saints. When St. Paul says the saints, he means our fellow Christians. He means those who are called to be holy in Christ. Share in their needs. And again, this is more than just helping them. This is more than just sort of like giving them a handout. It means taking their needs upon yourself, considering their needs to be your need as well, and helping them with that kind of emotional investment, that kind of love, that kind of affection. And then he says, practice hospitality. That word practice, again, in Greek, is more vivid. Pursue hospitality is what he says. Pursue it. Not just to sort of like invite your friends over and show, you know, give them dinner and show them a nice time. That's nice hospitality. But to go and find people to be hospitable to, who are not the usual people that you would be hospitable to. Again, going out to the highways and the byways, finding those who are in need, those who are lonely, and showing them attention. You know, if we, brothers and sisters, could show this kind of love, which is alien to this world, it would bring great healing Just as Christ, when he gave that attention to that man, he healed him in body and in spirit. He healed his paralysis, and he also removed from him the burden of his sins. Brothers and sisters, let us demonstrate that kind of love so that we can bring healing to the world and bring honor to our good and saving God. To the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.